Construction is underway on a new food center that will provide improved nutrition for tens of thousands of children in the second largest public school system in Massachusetts. The Springfield Public School Department's Culinary and Nutrition Center will be located in a 62,000-square-foot former warehouse building on Cadwell Drive that's undergoing a major overhaul to accommodate a large commercial kitchen, bakery, and food storage. Expected to open by the end of this year, the first-of-its-kind school food services center in the state will support a school nutrition program that provides breakfast and lunch every school day to almost 30,000 students. It will also feed children on weekends and during the summer. Superintendent of Schools Dan Warwick said students who participate in the free meals programs do better with their studies, have fewer disciplinary problems, and are less likely to skip school.
The research is very solid.
The new center will consolidate the Springfield School's food services operations at one site, reducing expenses. It will also result in more scratch cooking and pave the way for expanding the Breakfast in the Classroom program and the Farm-to-Table initiative, according to Tim Gray, the school department's food service administrator.
This is going to be able to outfit us for the next 20 years. So it's really going to change the face. It's really going to make us a lot stronger as a food service.
The project comes with a total price tag of $21 million, which includes building acquisition, design, and equipment costs. The construction contract awarded to Fontaine Brothers of Springfield is for $10.6 million. Funding to complete the project was put in place last year when the Springfield City Council approved a $7.5 million bond order. The council approved an initial $7 million for the project in 2016. City Council President Orlando Ramos said the city's investment will be paid back.
This project is actually going to be reimbursed at 100%, and so that's a net cost of zero to the city once we get the money back from the for the school department. So we're just fronting the money, and then we're going to be reimbursed.
Mayor Dominic Sarno noted the new food services center will create 40 new jobs.
So we're very excited about it, and it's not only on the food service side, it's also economic development to a once vacant building here.
The center will also serve as a classroom for culinary and food service training programs in the district schools. Reporting from Springfield, this is Paul Tuthill at WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University.